Zakt de Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Chulin, Perigimel Mishnah Vav, Simone Behema Vechaya Nemru Min HaTor. Both in Parshas Shmini and in Parshas Re'eh, the Torah tells us which Chayes are Tahar and which are not. The Torah gives us Simone. The Torah says, Zayis Vechaya, Asher Toichlu Mikol Behema Asha Al Haaretz, and the Torah makes it very clear, Kol Mafreses Parsa, V'Shoshas Shesa Parasois, everything among the animals that has a split hoof, which is completely separated into double hooves, malas geiru babehema, and it chews its cud, that's what you can eat. So by a behema and a chaya, it's relatively easy. Either it has split hoofs or it doesn't. Either it chews its cud or it doesn't. But simanei ha'oif loy nemru. We don't have simanim really for kosher birds in the title. Aval omru chachamim. But the Chachamim said, we have a Masoida on what the Simonim are. For example, Kala Oif HaDoyres, any bird that grabs its food with its claws, and like picks it off the ground while it eats it, Tameh. The Torah says Tameh, it means it's not kosher. Another Pshat says about Tanura, what does it mean Kala Oif HaDoyres? That it doesn't wait for what it captures to die, it eats it even when it's alive. That is not a simon of a kosher bird. What would be a simon of a kosher bird? Kosher yashle etzba yaseira. It has what the Mishnah calls an extra toe. What makes this toe extra? It's extra because it's like separated from the other toes. It's like higher than the other toes. If you remember kaparis, a chicken has that like extra toe. Another simon of a kosher bird is that vezefek. It has the crap. We discussed this earlier. That's this thing at the bottom of the bird's food pipe that holds the undigested food. That's where the food first goes, undigested. Another simen, the kur kivonai nikliv, the skin on the inside of the kur kivon, literally the gizzard, again, the chazar of what we learned earlier. This is like a small bag that's surrounded by muscle tissue. And here's where the digestion really takes place, in this bag. It grinds up the food. If that can be easily peeled away from the muscle by hand. In other words, you don't need a knife. You can do it with your hands. Tar, that's a simen, that it is tar. So basically, there are three simonim for a kosher bird. This extra finger, separated from the other fingers, that has a zefek, it has a crap, and that the kurkavan can be easily peeled away from the muscle without having to use a knife. Wait a second, so it has to have all three simonim? No, says the Baal Tanura. One of the three. Let me ask you this. I have over here a bird that grabs its food with its claws. It picks it off the ground while it eats it. Or according to the other pshat, what Oif HaDoyres is, it doesn't wait for its prey to die first. But it also has one of the simonim. What's the halacha? Not good, says the Baal Tanura. If it's a doyres v'oichel, it can have the kosher simonim, but it doesn't help. This is not a kosher bird. The Baal Tanura brings a sheet of the Ga'onim. They have a Masoida. It just shows us how complicated what makes a bird kosher, what makes a bird not kosher is. The sheet of the Ga'onim is one of the three simonim is not enough. Yes, and even if we know for a fact that this bird behaves itself, it's not a doyres v'oichel. It has to have the simon that kurkavai niklaf biyat, that you can peel the skin of the kurkavan. That's indispensable. If you can't do that, even though it has a zefek, or it has the etzba yaseira, they would never matter it on the basis of those simon. So lemaisa, we don't eat birds unless there's a mesoira. Some say the same is true for behemoths. We have to know this was a bird that Klal Yisrael ate. There was even a very big shiloh about the turkey. Meroiv Klal Yisrael eats turkey. But it was a new bird that was found. Where was it found? When they came to America and was brought over? I'm not sure about the history of the turkey when it was introduced, but this was an issue. They had to establish that there was a Masaira. And that's the basis for the Heter. Apparently there was some kind of Masaira for it, because you see most people eat it. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Rabbi Eliezer Ben Tzadik Eimer. Rabbi Eliezer Ben Tzadik has another simen for an oif tummy. He says, Kol oif hachoylek es raglov. Any bird that splits its toes when it stands on a narrow surface, and sometimes birds are tested this way. There's like a string or a branch. And if it places two toes on one side and two toes on the other side, that's a simon, it's not kosher. Now the Batnura explains why. Because this type of bird that can use its claws this way, that's a clawing bird. That's an oif hadoires. Put a chicken on a wire, he's not going to do very well. But a bird that runs in and grabs another bird and eats it, that type of a bird, when you put it on a wire or a branch, it has this kayach. It has the kind of feet that it can place two toes on one side and two toes on the other side. And that's a simen that it's tamei. So, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. The simanim of a behemah and a chaya, the Torah tells us, beferish, what they are. It has to have split hoofs, it has to be malager, it has to chew its cut. That means it has all those stomachs that we spoke about earlier. The simanim ha'oif don't say beferish in the Torah, but the chachamim have a mesaira on it. But we see that there are several shitas how to apply that mesaira. Now, if you take a look in the psukim, you will see that the Torah enumerates different types of birds that are tamei. There's actually 24 types of birds that the Torah says are tamei. So, l'chayra, all other birds should be tar. So, really, what do I need simanim for? The Torah says these 24 types of birds are tamei. So, as long as it's not one of those 24 types of birds, I'll just grab my bird. I'll have a picture of the 24 types of tamadika birds. Oh, it's not on any of the pictures. Fine. What do we need a simon for? And the answer is, it's very complicated. These 24 types of birds have many different, like, subspecies that are similar to them. For example, the bird Aya has 100 different types. So it's not like, oh, I could just have a picture of an Aya and say, oh, this isn't an Aya. Really? You have to have 100 pictures of Ayas. And the same is true for a lot of the 24 types of birds that the Torah says is tummy. There's so many subspecies that it would be almost impossible just to say a bird is tar because it's not one of those species. It's very hard to verify that. That's why we need these simanim. What are the simanim? Well, if it's doires, it grabs the food with its nails, lifts it off the ground, and the other pshat is it eats it even while what it grabbed is still alive, that is an oif tamei. It won't help to have any simanim. If it's not doires, then we're given three possible simanim. It has this extra finger, like an extra toe, separated from the rest of the toes, a little bit higher. It has the zefek, that's the crop, that little bag at the end of its food pipe where the food goes in without it being digested. And kurkavonai niklaf, which, as we saw from the sheet of the Ga'inim, that's like the main simen. This is the main stomach where the bird's food gets digested. There's a membrane around it. If you can peel that without using a knife, that's a simen that it's tahar. The Batnura made it very clear, you do not need all three simanim to be machshir the oif. One of the three will work, according to Malshitas, as long as it's not doires. Then we have the sheet of the Ga'inim that says, no, we need the simen of Kurkavani Niklav. The other two simanim are not enough, even if it's not doires. And some say, like we discussed today, we're not saimach on any simen, unless we have a mesaira that our parents ate this. Reb Elezer Reb Tzadik adds another simen. He says that if the bird is choylik esraglif, if you put it on a string or you put it on a branch, it like wraps its feet around the branch. In other words, it like places two toes on one side and two toes on the other side. That's a simen that has the kind of claws and has the kind of feet that's doires, that grabs things and eats it. So does the Tanakama disagree with Reb Elazar ben Reb Tzadik? Does the first Tana hold even if it does this? It's tahar? Or is the Belazar Reb Tzadik simply adding another simen? He's saying, listen, the Tanakhama says an oif hadoyres is tamei. I'm telling you, this is a simen. If it wraps its feet around a string or a branch this way, that's a simen. It's an oif hadoyres. And the Tanakhama would agree that it's tamei. That's the opinion of many shitas. Well, what if I test my bird? I put it on a string and it doesn't do that. It doesn't wrap its feet around the string. Is that a simen that is tahar? So the Mefarshim explain over here, no. Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik is just saying that if it's choylik as raglav, it's vaday, one of the 24 types of birds that are doiris. It's for sure not good. But just because it doesn't do this with its feet when it's on a string or a branch, that does not mean that it's tahar.